We are. One man who loves the trade period. He loves it more than most. Is Adam Peacock, Fox Sports A-League commentator. Can't get enough of just sports news around the clock. He's back with us again on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Adam.
There's not a day goes by that there's not AFL trade news these days, Chris. Even Christmas Day.
No, I know. I know. It's quite remarkable. Quite remarkable business, or part of the industry, the trade situation. But there's player acquisitions in the A-League as well. We learned yesterday that Callum McManaman is going to join us in the mighty Melbourne Victory.
Yes, I'm impressed with this because it means that A-League clubs still have ambitions to sign people from outside of Australia, which we thought, given the new world that the A-League's in, or adjusted world, I should say, the A-League's in with the downgraded TV deal and the condensed season, because they want to get the season done by the middle of June for a variety of reasons, that it was going to be difficult for clubs to bring in quality from overseas. And this guy's quality on his day. He's been man of the match in an FA Cup. Okay, it was 7 years ago. He's been up and down. He's lost his motivation a little bit because he should have stayed at Wigan, and then he should have gone to challenge himself, and he didn't. Kind of got a bit stale at a few clubs he went to. I think this is a good challenge for him, and I think he can have the effect that Craig Noone had at Melbourne City last season. So, quality signing, good signing. Not going to set the world on fire in terms of getting back page of the Herald done and getting all the publicity you need for the league, but he's going to make Melbourne Victory better.
What's it saying about what Grant Brebner's vision for the Victory is, this signing, do you think?
I think it means that he's been given the ability by the board and the club to go out and find players that he needs for the positions that he needs, rather than just trying to, like a couple of clubs are doing in the A-League, trying to find some young Aussie kids to fill gaps because of budgetary constraints and things like that. So it does show that the Melbourne Victory have a little bit of ambition. Now, how much ambition, we'll see with the further signing coming, because they need to cover a few. And let's be honest, last season was simply not good enough from their perspective, full stop, as a club. So, yeah, we'll see what they come up with in the next couple of weeks, because they need to get some things done, because they've got an Asian Champions League to play in towards the end of November. So they need to nail down their squad, because it'll all happen very quickly.
Well, you mentioned last year's season, or this one that's just gone, Adam, about Victory. And he does bring with him some good leadership, some great experience. Do you think that that's just as important for Victory as it is with what he can do on the field?
Yeah, Grant Brebner you're talking about? Or...
Oh, McManaman. Sorry, Callum, with the signing.
Oh, McManaman, yeah, definitely, definitely. He's been in places where some of these kids that he's going to be playing with, Mel Victory, who are very talented, haven't been, and he's going to lift the standard. And the biggest thing I see with football, any sport actually, and Cheryl, you know this, and half you know this if you can remember it, is that when you go to training and you are training with quality players, you get better. You can't get better, you simply just get left behind. So I think, players of that standard will actually lift Vic free on the park and off the park. He'll just go about his business. I don't think he'll looking at, he's not a DMRT, put it that way. He's not gonna entertain us with his Instagram feed. I'm pretty sure. He's not that kind of guy, but thank God I think there's only one DMRT in that respect. And if you don't follow him on Instagram, by the way, follow Alessandro DMRT. It's an entertainment business in itself. So I think on the field he's gonna improve. He can't not, given that Victory are gonna go in next season with as many kids as they ever have in the history of the club.
There you go. We're giving all sorts of Instagram advice here on the show this morning, Adam. So thanks for adding to that. With the A-League more generally, obviously we've had, a ridiculous year and season over the last 12 months or so. What has the impact been for the A-League? How have they handled this situation and this period of time?
Yeah, it's not been easy because if I think we've kind of half knew it going in when it started to all fall apart in April this year. I'm talking the general sense of COVID, that if your sport had a few cracks, well, they'll quickly become crevices. And even like you look at cricket, they thought, we're pretty good. We've got enough time to sort ourselves out. We lost those one days against New Zealand earlier in the year, and that was about it. We've got 6 months to sort out something. By that time it comes around, we'll be all right. No, it wasn't, because there's a few issues with the BBL, and Channel 7 are trying to take advantage of that. So that's just one example. And like AFL have been able to get through, but still I'd hate to see what their bill is going to be for their hubs that they've had, rugby league as well. they've got discussions to have with players. Now, A-League got through it, was the first COP to get done. It was amazing that they got it done. They've had these difficult negotiations with the players where basically they ended up saying, you each club go and negotiate. And they've done pretty well out of it, I think. I think it's a lot better than what people were expecting. And doomsday didn't quite come, and it battled along, but it does need to sort itself out at the governance level still. It needs the independence, it needs the clubs to take over, it needs the clubs to grab it by the neck and go, yeah, this is what we want to do with it. We'll wait and see what exactly can transpire in that regard. But the one thing that I have hope for is the new competition is that there's a lot of Australian kids going to get an opportunity, and I'm excited about that prospect.
Mm. Adam, tell us what happened at the Wanderers, because it seems quite odd.
It is odd. Very odd. It kind of hit me by surprise the other day when JP Demarini, this was the go, that they basically sent out a media release that went three lines and said, we thank him for his services. We're looking to appoint a new coach in the next couple of days. And I was like, oh, okay, is something untoward happened here with JP? Not the case. They've just come to the conclusion that he was a manager that was only going to see them through until the end of the season that's coming, and then they were going to appoint someone else. And then they thought, well, we've actually identified someone that we want, and no one can find out who. This is the great mystery at the moment that could be available right now, so we'll let JP go right now and not faff about with it. He obviously got wind of it, and he's walked away from the club. So who that person is remains to be seen. There's three names that have come up in the past 48 hours. Carl Robinson from Newcastle Jets, but he's under contract, and Newcastle Jets say they haven't made contact. So one would think that they'd have a few manners and go about it the right way if they were going to try and poach a coach from another, under contract coach from another club. John Aloisi and Graham Arnold, his name's come up. Socceroos boss.
Right.
So what happens remains to be seen. I'm not entirely sure. We'll know maybe, hopefully, by the end of the week.
They've had all sorts of troubles since Tony Popovich left the West Sydney Wanderers. What is the problem with the West Sydney Wanderers?
I think that it's always difficult. It's not an exact science to say that, yeah, you've got this big, imposing character who basically set up the club. The story goes, when Tony Popovich got off the plane to take over as West Sydney Wanderers coach, he drove straight to the CEO's house, and then they started planning a squad on a big piece of butcher's paper, basically. that's how quickly he got to the job, and that's how much of an influence he had on the club. He set up the club from a football perspective. Then he walked away, and then it was like, okay, well, how do we fill this void left by not only a football manager, but a guy that basically was the pulse of the football club? And they couldn't find it. They went with Josip Gombau, didn't quite work out. Went with Marcus Babbel, it didn't quite work out. JP Demarini tried to come in and be the interim, didn't quite work out. So they've not been able to, in a similar kind of way to what happened with Manchester United, at a much different level, obviously.
Yeah.
With Sir Alex Ferguson being a big, big character that kind of was the pulse of the club, and then he walks away or goes, and they don't know how to exactly replace him with the, do they go a similar type of character, do they go in a different direction, and yeah, they just haven't been able to get it right yet.
Well, they were one of the real prominent teams, and they just can't get their back office right at the moment, so we need to get that sorted out. You mentioned before, just in terms of player acquisitions, Adam, for the next A-League season, Aussie kids will get a go, you'd think, but we've seen that Melbourne Victory, at least, of looking overseas. Was there a threat that, because of the situation, the conditions we find ourselves in at the moment, the clubs would be reluctant, let alone the fact that it's difficult to get them here, but also the money in the sport at the moment, that they'd be reluctant to look for those stars from outside of Australia?
Yeah, because of salary cap. The salary cap's gone down, retracted. Yeah. Now, I'm of the belief that there shouldn't be a salary cap. If Melbourne Victory want to spend $4 million on their squad, this is football, this is a sport. There's no salary caps. It's basically, if you have the means to be able to go and spend what you want on your football set up, you go and do it. And the clubs that aren't as big have to do things another way. They have to either bring through kids and then sell them, or they have to have an extremely good coaching set up. It's just the nature of it, because at the moment there is a disparity anyway. Like Sydney have won all the trophies they've had because they've got it right and they've been backed by it financially. There's things in the salary cap at the moment that allow the salary cap's not hard. It's like made of plastic, so you can bend it twisted anyway. Actually, bend it, twist it anyway. So it's not quite right at the moment. Now, yeah, the retraction in the finances in the game is going to have an effect. The teams aren't going to be able to bring in players from overseas on $400,000, $500,000. It's just simply not going to happen, the majority of teams I'm talking about. So, they have to find other ways. And, the kids are the main thing. There's going to be a couple from overseas, but just certainly not the extent of what we're seeing. But talking to a few agents and a few people in the game, they're saying, well, what's the point? Look, the A-League has just have to have a massive reset. What is the sole purpose of the A-League? Is to develop Australian football. Yes. Is it so in that, you develop Australian footballers. So if you give them first-team choice, and we go back to the 90s now, the guys that ended up playing, getting us to a World Cup in 2006, 90% of those guys played 40 to 50 games in the NFL and then went overseas. So made a few mistakes here, went overseas. Two seasons. That has kind of gone away a bit in the A-League because clubs have just got the notion that they've got to win. So then they're getting more experienced players, and then the younger players miss out because the players are coming from overseas, and then the more experienced Australian players are coming home for a nice little payday. And it's really hard to break into an A-League setup, and that down the line is affecting our national team. So, yeah, I'd like to see the foreign quota reduced to 3 or 4 instead of 5 and more chances given to young Australian players, because I love watching, for instance, Adelaide United when we came back, because they gave all the kids a go. They were great to watch. So we'll see what happens.
Well, there's a fair few managerial changes in the A-League too. Brebner, of course, we've spoken about. Hayden Fox was a caretaker. Perth Glory. Patrick Kuznorbo comes in at Melbourne City. Carl Viet takes the full-time role at Adelaide United, as you mentioned. Richard Garcia at Perth. There's a fair bit happening in managerial changes. But just on MacArthur FC, where Ante Milicic is, have they got a squad yet?
Yeah, they're building not a bad squad, actually. They've got Mark Milligan. They've got Tommy Orr. Mark Berengitti. Always get them confused. Adam Federici, Socceroos goalkeeper. So they're building a handy squad of professionals. A young kid out of Sydney who has got an immense amount of talent, and I'm excited to see. Jay Coleman. If he stayed at Sydney, he might not have got much of a run in the next few years because they've held on to the players like Minkovic and Bumyohan. But this kid can play. So, yeah, good opportunities to see some players that ordinarily would have just stayed overseas to wind down their career, and players that are going to get opportunities that they might not got at other clubs. So I'm not sure how they're going to go. If you don't know Sydney's geography, Campbelltown is about 100 k's from the coast, and in January it's hotter than the surface of the sun sometimes. So that's going to be... Hopefully they're playing night games, put it that way. They're no Sunday Arvo games. But, they'll have their opportunities to impress straight away, and they'll go okay, I reckon. Because Ante Milicic is a very good football manager.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds a little bit later on in the year for the 2020 and 21 season in the Hyundai A-League. And catch all the action on Fox Sports and listen to the great man Adam Peacock do his thing. Nice to chat, buddy. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Go well.
Yeah, you too. Cheers, guys.
Good stuff, Adam.